Vasudeva. Bliss, name number 700 of Vishnu Sahasranam is Vasudeva. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudeva. Unlike many of the names in Vishnu Sahasranam, this is very well known. This name Vasudeva appears in many stutis and stotras. It appears many times in Srimad Bhagavatam. It appears in Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Vasudeva Sarvam Iti, for instance. It's a commonly given name among pious Hindus. They give to their son the name Vasudeva. So it's a very well known name. Unlike some of the other names, just like in this verse, we have the names Vasuprada, Vasumana, Havi. These are not very well known names, but the name Vasudeva is very well known and very much loved. Also the name of deities of the Lord, especially here in South India, they're known as Vasudeva. And everyone knows that Vasudeva means Vasudeva Sutta, the son of Vasudeva. Vasudeva Sutang Devam Kangsa Chanura Maradanam Devaki Paramanandam Krishnam Vande Jagatgurum. Sri Shankaracharya in his devotional ecstasy prays to the Supreme Lord, who is Krishna, the guru of the whole universe, who's famous as the son of Vasudev and the pamala, subduer of Kamsa and Chanura, the supreme bliss of Devaki. So, just to start, I'm going to, just to start this little talk, I'm going to read from the introduction to Srila Prabhupada's Srimad Bhagavatam. He writes, "The original source of all energies is the living force, and he is logically accepted as the supreme person. He is therefore conscious of everything past, present, and future, and also of each and every corner of his manifestations, both material and spiritual. An imperfect living being does not know what is happening. He does not even know what is happening within his own personal body. He eats his food, but does not know how this food is transformed into energy, or how it sustains his body. When a living being is perfect, he is aware of everything that happens, and since the Supreme Person is all perfect, it is quite natural that he knows everything in all detail. Consequently, the perfect personality is addressed in the Srimad Bhagavatam as Vasudeva, or one who lives everywhere in full consciousness and in full possession of his complete energy." So these are the two main or best known meanings of the name Vasudev. One is the son of Vasudev, and another is he who is all pervading, which fits with that Gita snippet which I just quoted, Vasudeva Sarvam. Vasudeva is everything. And there are other meanings also, as we'll discuss. This name occurred earlier in Sri Vishnu Sahasranam in verse 36, and will again occur quite soon, just 14 names later, in verse 76. And actually, many names in this particular verse of Sri Vishnu Sahasranam that we're going through, they appear elsewhere, just like this name Vasudev, or Vasuprada also appears. Well, Vasuda, it's very similar, appears, and we have Vasu Rita, which is some difference, but similar to a name which appeared earlier, Vishvarita. So we can see there's some apparent repetition, or actual repetition, but the acharyas, they explain how the names are repeated, and in different contexts they can be understood in the same way again, and but particularly in according to the verse they appear in, and the names appearing just before those and after them, they can be understood in more specific contexts. Just like Sri Parashara Bhatta, he is commenting on all these present series of names in relation to Krishna avatar, which is very fitting for Vasudeva, although Narayan forms can also be called Vasudeva. But specifically Krishna, the Krishna form, who is known as Vasudeva. So he's all pervading. He's Parashara Bhatta explained this previously as one in whom everything lives, like in a mother, just like the child lives within the womb of the mother, the embryonic fetus. And he is a deva, one who spots or has this. So that's a deva means one who enjoys himself by his activities. And so in this way, one who pervades everything, permeates everything, creates everything, protects everything, destroys everything, who is in everything, of everything, the controller of everything, non-different from everything, he may be called Vasudeva. He's both a Vasu, he's the one who permeates everything, and a Deva, one who enjoys Leela, so therefore he's called Vasudeva. So that's just a recap of what Parashara Bhatta said previously, which I discussed previously also. Recapping what Shankaracharya, he said in regards to this name previously, he states, Shankara says that his Leela includes his covering everything with his Maya, his illusory potency. Of course, in the Advaita Vad that Shankara espouses, the term Maya, meaning illusion, is understood very differently to that within the Vaishnava, Vedanta. And this is one of the major differences between the Advaita Vad and the various schools of Dvaita Vad, is that the Shankaracharya says that Maya, actually, there's no existence to it whatsoever. Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya. That which is spiritual is real, and that which is illusory doesn't exist at all. But the Vaishnavas say that the Maya has existence, but it is an illusory existence. And both the Advaita Vadis and the Vaishnavas use classic examples of the snake being misunderstood, a rope being misunderstood to be a snake, and they use the example of the reflection on an oyster's shell being considered to be silver, although it's not. So they both use this example. It's a big topic, how the different understandings of Maya, and then there's the Buddhist understanding of Maya, and it's a huge, huge topic, which I won't get into now. But just briefly, the rope is misunderstood to be a snake. So Shankara says, there's no snake there. It doesn't exist. It's just in the mind, which means that's an illusion. But the Vaishnavas say, that's true, but there is a rope there. There's something there. And the very fact that you can think of it as a snake means there's a snake somewhere. So to say that it's, and the fact that there is an impression in the mind also means that's something. It's temporary, it's a misunderstanding, but it cannot be said to be totally unreal. So without getting into that more, I'll go on to discuss how both Shankara and Parashurabhata, they explain this name. Of course, Shankara, he came before, chronologically before Parashurabhata, before Ramanuja, before the great Vaishnava acharyas of this Kali Yuga. There were great Vaishnava acharyas. The Alvas mostly came in the previous ages and before Shankara, even in Kali Yuga. But they mostly didn't expound philosophy in the way that the major acharyas, those who are accepted as the guiding acharyas of India's spiritual life, they let's put it this way, the Alvas didn't get into the Upanishads and Upanishadic dissertations. They didn't have to deal with Shankara, his philosophy. So, but in this name, Shankara and Bhatta, they both give the explanation because of Vasudeva, because he's the son of Vasudeva. Jai, Vasudeva, son Krishna. In this regard, another commentator, Krishna Datta Bharadvaj, quotes from Srimad Bhagavatam, from the 10th canto, chapter 51, text 41, as follows. Avatirno yadukule griha ano kadundabhehe vadanti vasudeveti vasudeva sutang himam. So it's simple Sanskrit. He has descended in the family of the Yadus in the house of Anakadundabi, which is another name for Vasudev, and therefore he is known and he is known as Vasudev because he's the son of Vasudev. Known as Vasudev because he's the son of Vasudev. Then in the upcoming verse 76, where the name again comes, Parashurabhata explains the name Vasudeva in terms of the 12-lettered mantra, which opens the Srimad Bhagavatam, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. The deity of this mantra, obviously the deity of the mantra, of this mantra is Vasudeva, so that's another meaning of the name Vasudeva, and the in Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya, they stress very much on this understanding of Para Vasudev, who is the Para Vasudev in Vaikuntha. In other words, Vasudev in the spiritual world, he appears as Vyuha Vyasudev in the Kshirodak, the milk ocean, and from him, this Vasudev in the milk ocean appear all the avatars. So in this way they consider Krishna also to be an avatar of Vasudev, of Narayana. And if we find in Chaitanya Charitamrita there's some elaborate discussion of this point, who comes first? Or who is the supreme among the Vishnu forms? Is it Krishna or is it Krishna or is it Vishnu? And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami accepts, he says it's Krishna. But then he says, but if you take it as Vishnu, no problem. That's also true. Because all the avatars appear through the agency, or they expand from. Krishna expands himself into various Vishnu forms. And he himself, when he appears in this world, he appears as an avatar of Vishnu. So We don't really have any argument. There's no real point in arguing this backward and forward with anyone. We're very happy if anyone is worshipping Krishna, Vishnu, Rama, Narayana. So anyway, this Vasudeva is the son of Vasudeva, took birth as the child, Adbhuta Balakam, an extraordinary child. So many children are now being born. How many children have been born since I started giving this talk? How many human children have been born in this world? But none of them are like him. He's different. He's similar in many ways, but very different also, because he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and we are all his part and parcels. So he appears as a child of Vasudeva. He delighted the hearts of the residents of Vrindavan, especially the gopis. He is the supreme object of meditation for the yogis. Dhyana vastita tadgatena manasa pashyantiyam yogina. And at the same time, he is death for Kamsa and all other evil people. Well, some of them escaped, and then they became Mayavadis in Kali Yoga. Ha ha! That's what the which Purana is that? I can't remember exactly which Purana is that. Varaha Purana. Rakshasim Kalimashra Jayate Brahma Yonishu. Some of the demons became Brahmanas in Kali Yoga. Not all of the Brahmanas in Kali Yuga are demons, but some of them are. Anyway, that's not really the topic of this talk. Krishna Datta Bharadvaj gives another understanding, not given by the others. There are so many understandings can be given. Vasudeva, because he is adorned by his devotees. Because Vasa also means fragrance. So Vasudeva, if we take Deva to mean godly people, then the godly devotees, they are like the fragrance which decorates the body of Lord Vasudeva. What a beautiful name. What a pure heart there must be to that Sarasvati Devi inspires such a person to give such an understanding. Oh, we're so fortunate to associate with all these great devotees via their teachings. So another meaning of the word deva, derived from the root div, is to move around. So Satyadeva Vashishta uses this last meaning, to move, for the word deva, to say that Vasudeva is Vasu, who dwells in everything, and Deva, he makes it possible for everything to move, for everything and everyone to move. We find in Bhagavad Gita, aparayamidas tvanyang prakriting vedhime param, Jiva Bhutang Mahabaho Yaye Dam Dharyate Jagat. The jivas, they sustain the universe, but the jiva, they're alive, they're because of him. He's the original source of all life. And then they move around. How do they sustain the universe by their movement? And how do they move? Ishvara sarva bhutanam hriddeshe juna tishtati brahmayan sarva bhutani yantrarudhani mayaya. He, the Supreme Lord, Vishnu, Vasudeva, oversees the movements of all living beings, who every living being gets a body in which they move, and then they move from body to body also. As long as they have one body, they move within that body. Or some bodies are there are two basic classifications of living beings in this world, sthavara and jangam. Sthavara means fixed in one place, and jangam means moving. So sthavara means mostly plants. They also have some movement, but they grow up and grow out, and they may move in the wind and this and that. But as the saying goes, not a blade of grass moves without the sanction of the Supreme Lord. So that's another understanding of Vasudeva. Sri Baladeva Vidya Bhushan quotes from Lord Shiva. Exactly where this is from, I don't know, but Lord Shiva says, Vasanad eva vade cha Vasudeveti shabditaha. It's a definition of the name Vasudev, given by Lord Shiva, means he who resides in the proper discussion of spiritual truth. So wherever Baladev Vidhabhushan, he gives the understanding that Vasudev is he who is present, directly present. He's present everywhere, but he particularly manifests himself where there is a discussion of the topics of the truth of spiritual life. And especially, of course, we know there's a somewhat shocking verse which is often quoted, Nahaṁ tiṣṭhāmi vaikuṇṭhe yoginām hṛdyeṣu vā yatra gāyanti madbhakta tatra tiṣṭhāmi nārada. There are various versions of this verse with slight differences, but the purport is Krishna says, well, I don't reside in Vaikuntha. You think I'm in Vaikuntha? No. Where are you? Where are you then? In the hearts of the yogis? No. But where my devotees are chanting my glories, there, Narada, I reside. Shivasudeva Bhagavan ki jai. So I'm very happy. I was able, by the grace of Vasudeva, to speak on 7 centuries of the Vishnu Sahasranam, another 3 to go, and ask all the devotees to bless me that for many centuries, as long as I am bound by the reactions of my deeds within this world, to remain within this world, may I go on speaking the glories of Vasudeva, and in this way purify my contaminated existence. Hare Krishna. An addendum to this beautiful name, Vasudeva, from the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, some early chapters in that canto describe how Vasudeva asks Narada about how he as a grihastha can become purified, and Narada gives elaborate instructions, and he finishes his instructions by telling Narada, by telling Vasudev, that he is already purified, he's already totally pure. So those instructions are for the benefit of others more. Vasudeva, in his great humility, thought of himself as an ordinary conditioned soul, even though he's the father of Vasudeva. So I'm just going to read the translations that's been given for some of that section. Narada speaking to Vasudeva. The whole world has become filled with the glories of you and your good wife, because the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Hari, has taken the position of your son. My dear Vasudev, you and your good wife Devaki have manifested great transcendental love for Krishna, accepting him as your son. Indeed, you are always seeing the Lord, embracing him, speaking with him, resting with him, sitting together with him, and taking your meals with him. By such affectionate and intimate association with the Lord, undoubtedly both of you have completely purified your hearts. In other words, you are already perfect. And of course, the question of them purifying their hearts doesn't really arise because Krishna would not have agreed to appear as their son had their hearts not already been pure. They're his eternal father and mother. Vasudeva is an eternal name of Krishna. It's not that just at some point in time he appeared as their son, but eternally he's their son. So like this, it often happens that speaking on a name from Vishnu Sahasranam and later I come across some new material which I hadn't thought of for a certain name after I've spoken on it, or some realization or thought comes. There's unlimited material for describing Krishna. In Shastra, there's so many things, so many realizations of devotees. So sometimes something comes a little extra later, and we're happy to add this little snippet, very suitable for the name Vasudev, very happy to add that on to the end there. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Jai Vasudeva.